Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, mediumship and spirituality with a Boston attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit and brought to you by Spirit Messenger Nicole Quinn. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll enjoy the show. Well, hello, everybody. How are you? Happy Monday. This is Nicole Quinn, and you're listening to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Today, I am feeling a little bit under the weather, but hopefully that won't hamper, you know, my ability to be able to get all this information out to you. And thank you so much for joining me. And if you're going to be joining me on the replay, thank you so much for listening to the replay, because the information is still just as valid when you listen to it after the show. So let me just take into consideration here that yesterday was my birthday, and I'm a year older. I made it through another year. And I can remember being really young and thinking I was never going to make it to this point. I was remember telling people, man, I think I'm going to be dead by the time I'm 30. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I thought life was hard even then. So the number to call today, if you have a question about clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, what I call the clairs, they are these sister senses. And they are the way that we perceive psychic information. The number is going to be 646-929-0174. That's it. 646-929-0174. Okay. And I don't know if anyone noticed, but the Blog Talk Radio changed the format of their show. When you click on a show now, you get this the slideshow of pictures, and it's just a lot neater looking. So, you know, check it out. I don't have my recommendations up there because I'm not sure where they have those now, but I will figure out how to put them back up because I do like to recommend books. They've helped me so much that I want to make sure that I share that with everybody. So, the clairs. We're going to talk about the clairs. If you have questions about that, you can call. Please don't call and ask me for a reading today. I'm not just here to provide free readings to people. I've gotten a couple of people that have called or instant messaged me in the last couple of shows that were very rude and demanded that I do something for them for free. And, you know, that's just not the way this works. And if that's the kind of person that you are, that you're going to demand things from anyone, whatever it may be, you know, you might want to rethink that. That's kind of not what everyone, we're not all here to entertain everybody else. So just to put that out there, please be respectful. I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just, you know, hoping that you'll be a little bit respectful if and when you decide to call and ask. So just putting that out there for today. Now, before I talk about the clairs, I just want to talk about, and this is the Boston Attitude part, guys, in case you forgot. I'm still me. Yes, I get messages from spirit, and I can hear and talk to spirits, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, how to live in this world, how to be practical about all this stuff, I am still me. I still have my ego self, my human identity. That's where that all comes in. So just a reminder there, if that's the Boston attitude. Now, the world is about power. Now, all of us have power. The thing is, the difference between someone like, let's say, a Donald Trump and someone like just a Joe Schmo is that Donald Trump knows he has power and Joe Schmo does not. Why doesn't he? Well, because we're pretty much tricked from a young age to think that we don't. And the reason for that is that people have egos. People want to be on top of the mountain. And so what happens is the easiest way to get to the top of the mountain is to throw a whole bunch of other people off. That simple. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else. There's no one here that can do anything that you can't. It's true that we all have different abilities, but it's possible for people to develop things further. If they're good at something, they can become very, very good at it, but that doesn't mean you don't have any power, any talent at all. So when it comes to the psychic stuff, as I've said in previous shows, it's no different in the psychic community, in the spiritual community, than it is anywhere else, because regardless as to what the topic is, we're all human beings. And the only one who can make you feel inferior really is you. So why does somebody who walks into a room and starts boasting about, well, I'm clairvoyant and I'm clairaudient, why does that bother me so much? Well, first of all, it bothers me because they usually do it in a forum where there are a lot of people who are very new and already feel a little bit insecure because they're not sure how, you know, how their stuff works, I guess is how I'll put it. And when someone comes into the room like that, it just brings them further in to, you know, that space. It doesn't allow them to come up. And if you're going to be in a space where you're trying to develop this stuff, you have to be as open as possible. And it's frightening, and people that do that kind of boasting irritate me because it doesn't give anybody else a chance. It's like they've already come out, and they may come across to some as confident. They come across to me as bullying when it comes to that stuff. I never walk into a room and start telling everybody how fantastic I am. Jokingly, yeah, sometimes I say that stuff, but I never, ever do that because it's not fair to other people. And who am I to assume that just because I'm seeing a new face that I know much more than they do? That may not be the case. So I guess the theme that I'm getting at today, really, a lot of it has to do with respect because everybody deserves to be respected, you know. There's just no reason for you to kind of assume that, you know, somebody else is not as smart as you or even that everybody else is smarter than you. Let's all be on equal footing here. That was kind of the whole point of me doing the show in general, you know. It's like I got tired of listening to other shows where supposedly psychic people were on there telling people things and acting as if they were all knowing, and these people that were calling in were just these helpless, stupid little beings who couldn't figure it out for themselves. And that made me really upset. And I was like, you know what? That's not true. And I know it's not true. And I'm going to get out there and I'm going to show people that they can do it too. And maybe you don't want to, and that's cool too. You go find someone and you get a reading. But don't ever think that you can't do this because everybody can. This is like our God-given right. We're all born with extended senses. And like I said, the reason why we don't know about them, the reason why we think we're the little guys down here and there's all these great big people up there is because we've been taught that. Because the less we know, the more powerful everybody else is. You know what I'm saying? So take back your power. This is a huge lesson. Be respectful, listen to other people's experiences, compare, and even relate. But don't take them on. Don't make them your experiences. You can read about going to France, what everybody else does when they go to France, or you can go there yourself. And that is what I'm an advocate for. I want you to take back your power. I want you to know that you can do the things that everyone else says that they can only do, and they're so special, because that's not the case. So I may not be able to paint like Picasso, but that doesn't mean I don't have something else that's equally as important and beautiful to bring to the world, and that's the case with you too. So as I step off my soapbox here, instead of talking about these things as the clairs, word by word, you know, every time I refer to them, I am going to bring them on a more simple playing field. And instead of clairvoyance, which is the most popular one because a lot of people will advertise that if you see an ad for a psychic, oh, I'm clairvoyant, okay. A lot of people don't even know what that means. They just think, oh, it means they're psychic. Okay, fine. Clairvoyance is the ability to receive information visually, be it outside of yourself where you can see something with your eyes, or if you can just see it in your mind's eye. Those are both clairvoyance. And anyone who doesn't agree with that, whatever your definition is, you just be thinking that while I'm saying this. This is for people who are a little bit more new and don't need to be bullied into thinking, you know, they're not smart enough to understand it. So also we have clairaudience, which is psychic hearing. So the way that I experience this and the way that a lot of other people experience it, it's like an internal voice. It is not. It can be an external voice. You can't actually hear things, which sometimes I have had that happen, and you'd swear someone just said something, but you're in the room by yourself. But it's also the inner voice, and the way that I would describe it is, as you're reading a book, for example, you could be sitting there reading and drifting, but you hear your own voice reading the words in your head, and it's very similar to that kind of a sensation. The other ones that are... Well, there's a couple of lesser-known ones, but let me go over clairsentience, which is feeling. Feeling meaning emotions. It could also mean physical feeling. So a lot of people who do work to try to help people with illnesses, they'll kind of go put their hands over a person and maybe feel a pain in their shoulder and say, okay, well, do you have a pain in your shoulder? And it's like, yes. And it's like the information in the patient's energy field comes back into their energy field, and that is how they pick up that information. But it can also be emotions. And that's a really huge one for me, because when I pick up the energy of a spirit, a lot of times I'll pick up the emotion, and depending on how grounded I am, it can really overtake me. So it's one of the more powerful ones as far as my own experience, where if a person passed and there was unfinished business and they're very upset, or they've held on to that feeling of frustration, that will come through because I'm plugging into their energy field and I'm picking it up that way. The other ones are sort of like, they're a little bit less prominent, and they're basically like the senses of smell, taste, and then knowing. Knowing is kind of a common one, but people don't realize that it's happening. And the reason is because it's so very subtle that you really don't even realize it's happening. I've talked to people during, you know, massage or whatever activity I'm doing. I have several jobs, and I will be inspired by spirit to just tell a story, something that happened to me. And every time it happens, without fail, the person says, you know, it's funny you mention that, because for me, clairknowing is when something drops into my mind and I have to either relay it without knowing why I have to relay it, or I know something all of a sudden that I should not know because I've not had a direct experience with it. So sometimes when I'm doing work with guides, for example, like when I do kind of more of a spiritual guidance reading, this is what I'm drawing on for energy, I'll all of a sudden just know something for no reason, as if I've known it all my life. And it's like, oh, you have two dogs. And it's, I'm not asking the question. I know this person has two dogs. And that's kind of a clear knowing, also known as claircognizance, you know. Cognitive therapy is thought therapy, so we can think of it as this is an energy that permeates into your thoughts, and the thoughts become these things that we all of a sudden come out with information from. So the tasting and the smelling, a little bit weird sometimes, but it's happened. I used to have a relationship back when I was in college, before I really knew what all this stuff was happening and everything. And occasionally, if I was separated from this person, I would just taste something like, oh, man, brownie, what's that? Like, why brownie, you know? And I didn't know why I was tasting it, but something inside me said, why don't you ask, you know, this other person? And I did. And I'd be like, did you have a brownie at lunch today? And he's like, yeah, how did you know that? Like, I don't know. I really don't. Every time that happens, it always catches me off guard, because it never happens during an actual reading. It always happens like when I'm doing something and not paying attention. The smelling one is another one that a lot of people will get, and it's very subtle, but it's it catches your eye. And there's a couple of terms out there for that one. Clair olfactory is the one that I'm going with. Like I said, if you have another one that you know, just be thinking that while I say what I'm talking about. And basically, that's when you're going to smell something that there's absolutely nothing in your environment that should trigger that, but it's there. I've had instances where I smelled an actual thing, and because it's such a strong sense and it's one of the oldest senses, I think it is the oldest sense that we have, there's a lot of very deep connections in the brain and associations. And in college, once again, before I was into all this and could match something up and say, oh, this equals this, I would have an experience where I went into Victoria's Secret, actually, and this is when they had all these really fantastic candles. Oh, and I smelled one of them, and as I breathed it in, I was like, oh, my God, it took me right back to my grandmother's bathroom. She used to have these soaps in her bathroom that looked like little roses. They were little balls. And I remember one time she caught me using it, and she came in, she was like, that's not for, you know, you're not supposed to use that. It's only for beauty. And that smell was always in her bathroom. But it brought me right back there. So it's like, that's kind of a psychic sense, because it'll trigger something else. But that's the physical aspect of it, if you can experience that. The other is their smell is not there, but you smell it anyway. And another time that that happened with me was when I was, my husband was folding laundry. And he's notorious for buying the absolute worst possible fabric softener that you could possibly get. I mean, if he gets the stuff that smells like old ladies. And I'm sorry, that offends anybody. Old ladies have a smell, and that's what that smell was. And I sat there, and as he was, like, folding, I said, oh, my God. I said, did you buy those stupid 99-cent sheet thingies again? And he was like, no. And I was like, I'm smelling it. And I'm like, do you smell that? You don't smell that? It smells like an old lady. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I do. And then, you know, all of a sudden, after about 60 seconds, it was gone. But the image in my mind that I got, because all of these psychic senses kind of work together, if you can learn to plug into one, or you're aware that one is happening, you can kind of open up and see if anything else drops in. And basically, I got the image of one of my great-grandmothers, and I was like, oh, my God, that is her, with the little house dress on and her slippers, and, you know, she had that smell. So I knew that she was around for whatever reason. You know, it wasn't even like I was super close with her, but she came around. And Lisa's telling me that her grandmother came to visit in the chat room today. So basically, these are the same. These are just extensions of your regular senses. It's not like there's this other portal that opens up and this person experiences something like they're in a completely other dimension. And, you know, we do have to stay grounded in this world. I'm sure there are people that do let go, and those are usually the people that end up having a lot of mental, emotional issues, because we're in this world, we're in this human existence, and we have to be engaged in it. We cannot just sit in a room and ignore it and, you know, talk in tongues all day long. There's got to be some kind of a balance, and that's what makes psychic stuff very interesting to work with, because there's always that distinction. You know, it's like, did I have a dream or did that really happen? It can be that way. When you have these kinds of experiences, you should remember, you know, this is a normal thing. Don't think to yourself, oh, my God, this is crazy. And, I mean, it can be exciting and everything, but, you know, whatever. Just got to let it integrate into your experience, because after a while, when it becomes more normal to you, that's when you actually start getting more of it, and you're not stopping to think, was it real or wasn't it real anymore. So those are the psychic senses. And let me just pop into the chat room real quick and see what's going on. Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Well, last night I was talking to Guided Truths in the room here, and I saw some really interesting energy just walk by in the room. You know, some of my clairvoyance works that way. I actually will see something physically in the room, and a lot of times it just looks like a mist or like a wispy, smoky type of a thing, but it'll look like it has a form, or it'll just be super quick, like a flash. And I was like, uh-oh, I'm not alone. And see, for me, when I get things outside of myself, it's not meant to sit, I'm not meant to sit there and get it all outside of myself completely. That's just the way that they get to me, so that I know, oh, someone's here. Once that happens, then I engage more with my inner senses, and then I get more information and stuff that way. And last night I was like, I think, you know, if this is Lisa's grandmother. And I started to kind of, I didn't focus as intently as I do when I'm giving, like, a quote-unquote real reading. But this lady was definitely there. And Lisa's saying that she came what did she say? She was visiting me last night. Yeah, but she popped in on you. There you go. She popped in on her last night. But, you know, sometimes when people are around and they can't get your attention, this other person I'm talking about is also a medium or who has a show on Blog Talk. And, you know, obviously she can see and hear spirits, but for some reason this grandmother decided she wasn't listening. And, hey, I see this other one she's talking to over here, and I know she can see me. Let me see what I can do over here. And spirits will do that, you know. They will do that. I've had occasions like that where I know I wasn't listening for whatever reason, you know, busy with something else, wanting to do something and not feeling the need to be distracted at that point in time. And I was like, no, I'm good. And then something will happen outside of myself. Because if you don't do the inner work, they still find a way to reach you. So, like, a lot of people find pennies. That's actually something that's happened to me a few times as well throughout my life. You look down, you see a penny. And it's like that inner sense of knowing, as soon as I see that penny, starts to come through. And I know, okay, the spirit I know who was associated with this penny was there earlier. And I told her I did not want to listen. So she's like, hey, don't forget about me, you know. And that's kind of what happens. So it's all around you all the time. And when you first open up, I just want to touch upon this lightly, because when you first open up, this stuff can be very overwhelming, and it's just like anything else that's new. It's really like, I don't know, all-encompassing, just because it's so new, and it steals your attention away from everything else that's going on around you. And when that happens, it's really easy to get caught up, you know, and ignore everything else. Just know that will calm down a little bit as they see, because the spirit guides that you have are going to be around and watching you. And if you've said, hey, I want to do this, I wish I could do this, they're going to help you with that. And the help is going to come in the form of experiences. Now, they'll watch you during these experiences. Okay, she paid attention to this, but not to that. And they'll keep that in their little filing system when they need to get in touch with you. Well, Nicole doesn't notice this, but when she goes by a billboard, she always looks up, even if she doesn't read it. I'll get messages from billboards all the time. It's ridiculous. Stuff that I drive by, and it's been up for a month, and then all of a sudden a word jumps out at me, and it's like, really? How did that happen? It's just the way that they work. They will get your attention in any way possible. But you have to do the inner work, and once it becomes more normal, like I said, it won't be quite as scary. It won't be quite as overwhelming. And it's just a process, you know. Think about people in their lifetime, how they start off in the first grade. I mean, you don't give a kid a college book in the first grade because they have too much to learn in between. And it's a process similar to that. It may go faster for you. It may be a little bit more slow. But you will not get the next thing until you've mastered what you already have in front of you. And the reason for that isn't because they want to hold you back. It's because you won't understand it. You won't be able to accept it. It will be wasted, and you won't be able to really absorb the next lesson after that either. It's like you fall behind in school. So that's the way it's going to work. If you find yourself getting overwhelmed, just make sure that you're acknowledging these things, that you're talking to your guides even out loud, even if you can't hear them back. Just talk to them out loud. Thanks, guys. I got that. I think it's this, you know. And as you interact with them, as you establish a relationship with them, that's when you're going to eventually start to become more comfortable with it. So, and Rihanna says, it's like you will listen to me. Yeah, I know. I've had that happen a few times, too, where it's like it smacks you in the head like two or three times, the same kind of thing, within a couple of days, and you're like, oh, my God, all right. But if you've agreed to do this work and these guides are on the other side doing all this work to help you understand, to help you learn, it's really kind of disrespectful if you just kind of blow it off. It's like ordering someone to do something, and then when they do it, you smack them because they did it. And it's like, well, that's what you asked me to do. Or the other example, like a friend of mine who started to have all these little disturbances around her house after she said, oh, I want to be, you know, psychic and have all this stuff happen. And then I said, you know, if you invited a bunch of people over your house and when they showed up and rang the doorbell, would you be like, what the hell are you all doing here? Of course not. We forget about this stuff. Because on some level, it's hard to believe, even when you've already experienced it and it slammed you in the head a million times. We're just that way, you know. It's just the way that we are. We need the convincing over and over again. Acceptance is a lifetime of work, and that means all kinds of acceptance. Whether it's this gift, whether it's realizing that you have power or that you have worth, or that anything that you did in your life made a difference. We have a hard time accepting these things. And the reason why is because we have this ego self. But the ego is not meant to be eradicated. It's meant to be worked with. And I've had some talks with my guides where they talk about that, and I have asked them repeatedly to tell me in a more clear way so I can explain it to others, but I feel like I haven't quite gotten it down yet, so I'm not ready to reveal, quote-unquote, the ego just yet for a specific kind of defined energy, but I will say that it's what keeps us grounded in this world. And if you walked around without fear, you'd do all kinds of crazy things and probably end up getting hurt. So it does have a function. The way that I would put it is everything here has its own purpose. You just need to figure out how to work what talent with what situation. So if you're going to be walking across a busy street, your ego will remind you need to look both ways because you might get hurt. If you're taking a test and your ego starts to tell you you're not good enough or smart enough and you're going to fail the test, then use your discernment to say, it's time for you to be quiet and sit in the corner now because I have something else to do. I will be back for you later. And it's fine to do that. It's fine to do that because you have that higher perspective. You just have to learn how to practice it a little bit. And eventually, you know, it will start to come through. Now, I don't have any time for readings today. This is going to be a generalized discussion. I have a caller, but I only have 3 minutes left, so I apologize, but that's not going to probably be enough time to answer any questions. So please send me an email. You can find me at healingstarspirit@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. And also I want to remind everyone, if you haven't visited my website in a while, to check it out. I've updated the look a couple of months ago. I updated the look to it. It's got links to everything. So if you want to find a hub for everything that I do, all you got to do is that. There's also a little orange icon. I haven't been writing many articles lately on examiner.com, but there are a couple of articles on there. If you're willing to click on that little orange icon where it says examiner.com on my website, which is www.confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com. And it's all pretty much in that left-hand side. So you can find the Facebook page, you can find the show, and then I've got a score of articles on there, just different things, either experiences or things that my guys have told me. It's time for you to start telling people. This is an important lesson for everyone, so share it. Because my whole purpose has been basically to be a mouthpiece. And for a long time, I was thinking that I had a big mouth and I was a terrible person for it, when really what I needed to understand was how to use this thing that was really a gift and not the horrible shadow thing that I wanted to believe that it was. It's kind of easier to believe the bad things sometimes. So before I close the show, I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. There is Rihanna, Raven Spirit, Guided Truths. If you don't have the ability to chat in the chat room, be sure to sign up for an account so the next time we get on the air here, you can go in there and chat it up with all these guys. You can do little private messages. And anyone that has a show, if you're in the chat room right now, feel free to post a link to your show, because a lot of other people in here have some very valuable information that they share with people all over the world, just like I am. And Blog Talk Radio is a blessing because it's given a voice to a lot of us who may have otherwise not really known what to do, how to get the message out. So I just want to put that out there. You can post it in the room. If you're a guest in the room and you can't type in there, you'll still be able to see that link. Okay. And as far as Facebook goes, please go over and like my page. I put all kinds of stuff up there, you know, different inspirational quotes, little pieces of guidance, things that will kind of just give you a little boost for your day. So that's pretty much the show for today, everyone. I want to thank you all for coming, and hopefully you learned a little bit of how to listen to your psychic senses, what they really are. They're really just an extension of your senses, your physical senses. They're nothing scary. And if someone tells you they're clairvoyant and they can pick up information that way, don't be intimidated by it, because if you've ever been able to imagine something and see a picture of it in your mind, then you may also have that ability and you just haven't nurtured it yet. So go out today, know that you're an important person, that you're worth something, and that what you do matters. And with that, I'm going to close the show. And as always, I'll see you all next week. And I want you to all walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. Thanks a lot and have a great week, everyone.